Hello, everyone. Welcome to Perfect Timing Podcast. I'm your host, Sydney Chandler Monet, and today I have Miss Lexi Proctor. Young author Lexi P is a creative and adventurous teenpreneur with a big imagination and even bigger hair. She's an honor roll student who loves to serve her community. She's an active Girl Scout member who eagerly mentors younger girls in her troop. Lexi has a passion for writing and saw the need to share her personal lessons and learning to love herself. In her debut book, Curly Girls Love Your Curls, Lexi did just that. She shared a positive message about how loving your natural hair reinforces the importance of self-esteem. Her second book, Ice Cream Talk, Loving the Skin You're In, expands the topic of self-love even more. The Young CEO was selected by Verizon to be featured in their hashtag We Need More initiative, which expresses youth to careers in STEM and entrepreneurship. Lexi has been invited to speak at schools and other forums, inspiring other kids to pursue their goals as well. Lexi is super excited about her latest business venture. Launching her Magic Curlinista hairline, she plans to expand her message even further by entering the beauty and hair care world. In 2018, Curlinistas was selected brand for Sally Beauty's Cultivate Woman for Women by Women Accelerator Program. Being the selected brand was truly an honor and got her products in front of Sally Beauty consumers around the world. With Lexi's background as a STEM student, her and her mom took their homemade concoctions and developed a hair care line to help girls' curls pop nonstop. So hello, Lexi. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited.
Me too. Like, I was so excited when my mom was like, Sydney, we have someone. She's going to be talking about her curly hair. I was like, finally, another curly girl. Yeah. So I'm impressed at what's it like starting in your own curly hair business?
It is honestly such an amazing thing because, you know, us curly girls, it's hard trying to find, you know, the good products for us, you know, what products really work for us.
For sure. I mean, we've been through it. Like, we have to find the right products for us. You have to make sure it works for our hair, if our hair even likes it. And then if it doesn't, we have to try something new. It's this whole process. And I finally have someone to share that with.
Yes. So, yes, it's such an amazing thing because, you know, you get to try it on your own hair. You get to try it on your other friend's hair, and it's such an amazing process. Like, I just love everything about making your own hair care product because, you know, you can just see where it came from, you know, where it started.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's reassuring as well because if you know where it comes from, then you know, especially if it's yours, then you know it's good for the hair and it's good for other girls to be using it in their hair because a lot of these other brands, they promise to, like, bring out all these impurities in the hair and it was like, your hair will be shiny, your hair will be flawless, it'll be moisturized, not frizzy, and then it doesn't do that. Sometimes it's the product's fault, sometimes it's not. But honestly, for you to be able to make your own hairline and promise that all of these components in it are going to apply and make your hair, you know, really moisturized and lovely, which as I've seen the pictures, everyone's hair that has used your product is so pretty and just like flawless. I just love it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So let's start with talking about how you don't compromise your values to do what you do and who you are. So talk to me about that.
So with having your own business and, you know, I do social media and stuff, it can be hard sometimes, but honestly, you just have to know who you are and just focus on yourself because there are going to be people who don't support you. There are going to be people who, you know, don't want to see you win. And, so I just really always make sure that I don't listen to the haters because, you know, there's always going to be those people who want to break you down, but I just don't listen to them. I don't care because I know I'm doing something great.
Totally. I could agree completely because everyone kind of puts this image on you, people you don't even know. They're like, well, I heard that she did this and, like, actually didn't do that, but this is who I am actually, and so I'm able to show them who I actually am, and for you to be able to not compromise your values and know who you are and stand in that, that's really empowering. I really think my listeners and myself can learn from that as well. So what is something that you would like someone to know about you that people don't already know? Because you have this big, beautiful brand, and everyone kind of sees this image of you, but what's something about you that people don't really know yet?
Something that people really don't know is that, you know, I'm just such a goofy, funny person. A lot of people always just, you know, see the business side of me, but I'm actually like a really fun person to be around. I'm a people person. I love people. And I just absolutely love what I do. I love putting a smile on people's faces. I love seeing that what I do is just such a positive thing. And I love to listen to music. Like, I love Beyonce. I love Aaliyah. I love music. But
yeah,
I'm really trying to get into YouTube and stuff so people can, you know, really see the funny side and the personality in me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Like, I feel like people really see me as, like, this big, like, kind of like, oh, Sydney, you're so, like, dependent. You're so structured. And I'm like, I'm the goofiest person you'll ever meet. Like, people just kind of think, like, I didn't know you were this funny. I'm like, yeah. I mean, people don't really know that because I have this kind of podcast and I'm over here, like, conducting interviews and doing things like that. But for you and me, at least, we are we just kind of see the world kind of differently. We're like, well, actually, we like to joke around a lot. And they're kind of like, oh, wow. So, like, yeah, for us to be able to set apart, like, our business side and be really professional and still be goofy and still be ourselves, I think we kind of have that in common. For sure. So let's start talking about your hair care. So what would you say is a good hair care routine?
My hair care routine is washing my hair. First thing I always do, whether I'm going to put my hair in a ponytail, wear it out, as soon as I get out the shower, I always take my acrylic detangler, and I detangle my hair with that because, you know, you can detangle your hair as many times as you want in the shower. As soon as you get out the shower, bam, your hair is tangled and dry. So I really like to put the leave conditioner / detangler because it really helps tame everything. And, you know, I'll put my I really love to wear my curly ponytails. You guys stay tuned because a lot of people always ask me where I get my curly ponytails. If you guys look at my page at Curlinistas or Fishy Lexi P, I wear curly ponytails a lot. So what I'll probably do is I'll just put some gel in my hair and some Curlinista powder because with any protective hairstyle, ponytail, anything, you want to make sure that you have something that's moisturizing and, you know, it's a protective style. You don't want to just put your hair up with a ponytail and not put anything that's moisturizing or, you know, something that's really good for your hair. So most of the time, that's what I do. I just put the Curlinista curl cream in my hair and put the ponytails in. Or for when I wear my hair out, my hair is already nice and detangled, so I'll just put the Curlinista curl cream in it. And then I'll put my Curlinista curl custard on top of it. And that really helps us to define and lock in those curls without making your hair feel crunchy.
Yeah, that's something that I find a lot about gels. Like sometimes they leave this kind of weird crunchy cast on top of our hair. But once I try your product, since I haven't tried it yet, and I'm excited to because I'm hearing about this. And I'm really excited to use it. I'm sure it's really soft and defining. And yeah, but I'm also, you mentioned protective styles. Me being a curly girl, I know what a protective style is. I do them almost all the time. But for our listeners that don't really know or they want to try and get into being wearing their hair naturally, can you talk about what a protective style is?
A protective style could be putting your hair up in a ponytail, box braids, getting a weave, like, you know, lace fronts. Your hair is braided down in a protective style, but, you know, you still have your hair, your weave, or whatever. A protective style is just a style where your hair is just put away, but it's still very much moisturized, still really beneficial to your hair. And a lot of curly girls, nowadays, they love to wear their hair in box braids because you honestly can just get up and go. I absolutely love wearing my hair in protective style.
Same. Like, I've been wanting to get braids for so long, and because of Corona, I haven't been able to, you know, go out and get them done, but I agree completely. Whenever I get my hair in box braids, I'm like, oh, I can just get up and go. I don't have to detangle. I don't have to brush. It's just already there, and I can just go. So, yeah, if you guys didn't know, that's kind of what a protective style is. It kind of just tucks your hair away and, you know, does what it does. It just keeps it protected for an amount of time, and then once you take it out, you know, you detangle, you do everything you have to do to get it back to where it is, and that's kind of what a protective style is. So, but I actually have another question on how do you make your hair look healthy?
It's not necessarily making your hair look healthy. You want to make sure that your hair is healthy. You don't want it just to, look healthy. So what's really good to do is, you know, when you put your hair care products in your hair, put some olive oil or argan oil on top of your hair so your hair can have extra moisture. And, you know, for growing your hair, it's really important that you not only use moisturizing hair care products, but make sure that you use stuff on your scalp. It's very important that you put oils and treatments on your scalp to really help get some growth and really help stimulate that. It's like really massaging your scalp as well to help get some blood flow in there. So it's really important that you really take care of your hair. So when you get box sprays or whatever, most of the time you have to come with your hair washed and blow dried. So before you blow dry it, put something really moisturizing in it or put some oil in your hair so, you know, your hair is not dry.
Definitely. I feel that I, whenever I do my hair, I wash it every now and then, and I make sure it's really clean, and then I go with a style for that week, and I just kind of wear it, and I have to make sure that it's nice and, you know, set before I do the style that I want to do. And sometimes my mom would be like, why don't you just do this twist that you usually do? I'm like, I can't just put my hair in twist. I have to do the whole process of, like, washing it and, like, make sure it's, like, clean and everything like that. So I agree. I think that your hair has to be healthy rather than, you know, looking healthy. It has to be healthy in order for you to achieve that kind of look you want.
Yeah.
So I'm curious on what you tell girls that aren't necessarily happy with their hair, because I know there's a lot of girls out there like, well, why would I want my hair to be curly? Like, I want to hang out with my friends that have, you know, the silky kind of straight hair. So what do you say to that?
I totally understand, because I was once there, but honestly, you have to love your natural hair for what it is. And the thing with curly hair, you can do anything with curly hair. You can straighten it. You can wear it in box braids. You can wear it out curly. You can put it up in ponytails. You can get a weave. You can get a frontal. You can do so many amazing things with your hair. So don't just try to put yourself in one category. With curly hair, you can do just about anything. So love your natural hair and just test out different things that make you comfortable. I know a lot of people who just only wear box braids because, you know, it's not a hassle. You just wake up, do your edges, and that's it. And I know a lot of people who love to do their curly hair every single day. So just find out what's really good for you, because, like I said, with curly hair, you can do just about anything.
I agree, because when I was younger, I didn't really start wearing my hair natural until I was maybe in the sixth grade, so I was probably 11 or 12 years old. And maybe 2 years before that, I was in fourth grade, and I always had my hair straightened, and, you know, picture day, I had to get my hair straightened, all these things. And then one day, I just, you know, wore it in a little poof on top of my head, and, like, I remember one of my friends said to me, they're like, what's going on with your hair? You haven't worn like that in such a long time. I forgot your hair was even curly. And I was like, wow. So I was kind of like awake, and I was like, I didn't know my hair could do this. It's so pretty. It's so curly. And it's like, I didn't know my hair was able to achieve that kind of look, because I didn't really have that kind of role model. And I feel like now everyone, I see a lot of girls out there promoting curly hair and just talking about it. And it's really good to see that we're able to look past, like, you don't have to straighten your hair. Like, love your curly hair. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's yours. You were born with it. Embrace it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And, yeah, but thank you again so much, Lexi, for joining me this far. Thank you to my listeners again for joining me. And we'll be right back after this break.
Hello. This is Annetta Rogers. Join me on Wednesday at 5 p.m. for my new podcast, Legacy Game Changers. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., join me and we'll talk about finance, education, and wealth building for you and your family to leave a legacy for your loved ones. Once again, that's Legacy Game Changers, Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Hey, this is Sydney Chandler-Lanay, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that'll be broadcasting on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more.
We will have outstanding guests that'll talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing. Hello, everyone. Again, thank you so much for joining me. And today I'm here with Lexi Proctor, and we're talking about curly hair and her curly hair line, Curlinista. What are kind of the myths or like mistakes you see that girls make with their curly hair? And what do you think you can do to improve that?
Yes. So with curly hair, a lot of people don't really like to trim their ends. And they're like, what does my ends have to do with anything with making my hair longer? And you know, I used to think that way as well. And with curly hair, you can't really see the split ends or the damaged ends, but it's really important that you trim your ends at least once every month or 2 months, because if your hair is split, it can continue to go all the way up and just break the strand of hair off, which is really bad. And that's why a lot of people always say, like, why is my hair not growing? It's because you probably don't trim your ends, which is very important. Another thing is that I see a lot of people always do is they don't detail their hair right. It's very important that you start from the ends of your hair and work your way up. You do not want to start from the roots and then brush down, because then you're just going to be ripping your hair off. So don't do that. And when you're detangling your hair, always detangle on wet hair. I always say this. Curly hair works the best on wet hair. Don't just try to brush out your hair when it's dry, because one, it's going to really hurt, and two, it never ends well, okay? Another thing is, if you straighten your hair or you blow dry your hair, always use a heat protectant, because heat is very damaging to your hair. And a lot of people always try to dye their hair themselves, but I always recommend you go to a professional, because I know a lot of people who use like box dye, or they try to do it themselves and then they end up just melting their hair off. So please just go to a professional.
Yeah, I can agree with that, and I can tell you I've had my fair share with those kind of mistakes as well. And you know, it's a process. You have to learn and grow with it. You know, just learn to love your hair. And I'm going to ask you one more question, and then we can start getting into, you know, your hairline and Curlinista and what inspired you to do all of that. But so I want to get into talking about your hairline in just a moment, but I do have one more about the health of, like, you know, the relationship you have with your hair. But you say that you want mothers and daughters to kind of have a bond over our hair. Can you talk about that?
My mother and I, our bonding time when I was younger was hair. And I feel like mother and daughter really connect over hair. And, you know, as a female, hair does play a big role. So it's very important that mothers and daughters have that connecting and bonding time, but also make sure that the daughter is comfortable as well. Because when I was younger, I used to love getting my hair done, but I hated it at the same time, because my mom just would really hurt me during the detangle process. Like, it was so bad when I was younger, because my mom didn't really know how to do hair, but I still loved the bonding time, but it was just the detangling part. So the first hair care product that I came up with was the detangler, because I always knew, and even still now, detangling your hair can hurt. It really is a process. And, you know, my hair care products, they smell like bubblegum. They smell really good, so it can really bring joy to people. So it's very important that mothers and daughters, they have that bonding time, because, you know, you have to do your daughter's hair. It's only right that you do your daughter's hair. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. My mom, she actually went to cosmetology school, so she knows a thing or two about hair. So she's been doing my hair since I was young. And, you know, as I grew older and, like, kind of learned how to do it myself, I've kind of been doing it on my own, you know, for a while now. But, you know, I agree. I think that having that bond and relationship over mothers and daughters and our hair is really important to have. And, you know, just, girl, let me tell you about the detangling process. But, yeah, I agree. I feel like we all need to have that kind of bond with our mom when we are doing our curly hair. So I'm going to get into talking more about your business. So what inspired you to start your own hairline?
So I have a book called Curly Girls Love Your Curls, and I used to go to Trade Shows all the time. And, you know, people will always compliment me on my hair, like, how do you do your hair? And I'm a STEM girl, and I'm a YouTube fanatic. Like, I love to watch YouTube videos. And, you know, I came across how to make your own hair mask. So I used to make my own hair care mask. And then I learned how to make my own curl cream and all this amazing stuff. So I was like, you know, a lot of people always used to compliment me on my hair. And, you know, with my book, I teach girls how to love their hair. But now with my hair care products, I can also teach girls how to take care of their hair. So I was like, it's really smart, and I love doing my own hair. So I might as well just come out with my own hair care products. And I literally just had a jar with stickers on it, and people was loving it. So I was like, no, I should really come out with this. So in my book, I talk about, like, if you have curly hair and you love your hair, you're a curlinista. And I was like, you know what? I might as well name it Curlinista, because that's what my brand is, Curlinista. So I named it Curlinista, and about 3 months later, I found out about Sally Beauty's Cultivate program, and I actually won, and they helped me so much with my hair care business. Like, it was just such perfect timing. But yeah, I really just started my own hair care line because I used to love to make my own hair care products at home, and I already knew what was, like, really good to the hair, like what type of, what were the good and bad alcohols, and you know, how coconut oil could be really beneficial to the hair and all that good stuff.
It's interesting that you say that you were about to talk about your Sally Beauty experience, and you said that you were a recipient of $25,000 from Sally Beauty. And how did that moment feel? And I want you to talk about how maybe my listeners can get some part of that. How can they get into something like that?
Yes. So with Sally Beauty, I was just such a shock, honestly. I was just so happy that I even had the opportunity to do that, and let alone winning, which is such an amazing thing, because I got to connect with so many amazing people, and they gave me money towards my business, and I'm currently in 88 of their stores, which is such an amazing thing, and I'm still shocked that, you know, I'm in 88 of their stores. But they've helped me with lining out how to have, you know, your own hair care line, you know, how to market and all that good stuff. And yeah, it was just such an amazing experience getting to go out to Dallas, Texas, where I've never been before. And, you know, I got to go out there, see what that was like, and go to Sally Beauty headquarters. And it was just such an amazing experience. Everybody was so nice there, and I just felt so welcomed.
Yes, that's amazing that you were able to do that. I know that if it were me, I probably would have been, you know, ecstatic. I probably wouldn't know what to do with myself. But you were able to accomplish this and make this beautiful hairline, and it's really inspiring to see that. And I'm just so excited to try out your products now. I'm just like, oh, I'm over the moon. But so what about your brand stands out from others? And can you talk about a little bit more about your products and what they do?
Yes, so what stands out from my business is the message behind it. I don't just sell hair care products and books. I also sell self-love. It's very important, especially now that you teach kids, and not just girls, but just kids in general, to have self-love and that confidence. Because if you don't have confidence in yourself, you won't be able to do anything in life. You need to go out there and be confident in yourself. And, you know, the reason why I say that is because of social media now. We can start to see other people and their lifestyles, and, you know, we can start to compare ourselves. But especially with girls now, we can just scroll on Instagram and start comparing ourselves, looking at other girls. But at the end of the day, you have to love yourself. It's very important that you have that confidence. So, yeah, my business is teaching all about self-love and having that confidence in yourself, and my hair care products. So, like I said before, the first hair care product that I came out with was my Curlinista Detangler / Leave a Conditioner, and that is really good with help locking in that moisture, and it's really good with helping detangle the hair, because how trying to detangle your hair and being a curly girl can be really hard. So you want to make sure that you have a product that really helps soften up the hair and have a really nice, have a really good moisture. Second product that I have is my curly, the curl cream, and that really helps to moisturize and define those curls. And that's my honestly one of my favorite products, not one of my favorite products, it's honestly my favorite product that I have because it's really, really moisturizing and it really helps to define those curls. And the last product that I have is my Curlinista Curl Custard. And what that does, it really helps lock in the moisture. And unlike other curl custards, it really helps to it doesn't make your hair crunchy at all. Like, if anything, it really helps to make your hair soft and makes those curls really defined and pop. So just, you guys stay tuned because I have a lot of great things coming soon for my business and my hair care products.
Yes, I'm so excited to try them. I was just about to ask if you have anything else coming out soon, but as you guys heard her, she's got stuff coming out. You better get ready. But I was about to go into talking about that self-care. Yes, I'm such a huge advocate for self-love and self-caring because you can, like you said, you cannot really be happy if you don't love yourself before you put it into anything else. And if you are able to love yourself first and really think like, I am the best that I can be. I'm the best person that I can be right now. And I want to use that and share the love that I have with myself with others. So I feel like if you're able to have that kind of love and care for yourself, it's easier for you to have that for others. Yes, but thank you so much, Lexi. I'm kind of sad that this is all the time that we have together, but I've learned so much about you and your hair care products, and I hope that my listeners have learned something as well. So I just appreciate you for taking the time from your day and joining me on my podcast.
Thank you so much for having me anytime. You guys can follow me on Instagram at curlinistas, that is curlinistas, and make sure you guys go get the curl products today at www.curlinistas.com, and I'll spell that again as curlinistas. And my other Instagram is officially Lexi P, and I just post my pictures, you know, funny videos of me and my friends on there as well. And once again, thank you so much for having me. I had such a great talk.
Yes, for sure. And you guys heard her. Make sure you guys follow her on all of her social media platforms. Once this episode goes out, I'll be posting her out as well on my social media platforms. You guys know what that is. And so just thank you again so much for joining me, Lexi.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Perfect Timing Podcast. Make sure you join us every Monday at 2 p.m. through SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or Elite Conversations. And you can also find us on our Instagram, Perfect Timing Podcast. Thank you guys for listening.